On September 16th, 1620, the Mayflower, with 102 passengers and 25 to 30 crew members, left Plymouth, England, bound for the mouth of the Hudson River near present-day New York City. However, the Mayflower went off course as winter approached, and finally, after a grueling 66-day journey marked by disease which claimed two lives during the voyage, the ship was forced to drop anchor inside the Hook tip of Cape Cod in what is today Provincetown Harbor on November 21st. Being low on provisions, a reconnaissance party landed on the mainland to search for food. Finding only a cache of corn stashed away by local Indians, they returned to the ship. Due to the unusually severe winter and the barrenness of the landscape, the company of passengers and crew remained on board the ship for the winter months, during which the bitter cold, disease, and starvation took its toll. Conditions were so severe that at the height of the hardship, each person lived on a ration of 5 kernels of corn. And by the time spring emerged, 45 of the original company of 102 passengers had died. During those horrific months, the faith of the pilgrims, as much as anything else, kept them alive. Can we imagine that company of pilgrims huddled together in the cramped quarters of the Mayflower, reading scripture for comfort and strength? Can we imagine them joining together in the midst of their suffering, perhaps to recite the words of the alternate psalm for today, Psalm 46? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea. Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. During the depths of their despair, might they have been assured by the word of Paul in his letter to the Colossians, which Donna just read? May you be made strong with the strength that comes from God's glorious power. And may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. And in those moments when death seemed inevitable for some of their party, they placed their faith in the Lord who faced his own death. And then perhaps they found lasting comfort in Jesus' words from the cross, which we just heard. Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. One of the legacies of the pilgrims is that even in their darkest hours, they found strength and hope and comfort in the presence of the Lord Jesus, who was named Emmanuel, God with us. Well, finally, after those winter months, on March 31st, 1621, all surviving passengers moved ashore from the Mayflower and landed at Plymouth and established the Plymouth colony. With the help of members of the Wampanoag tribe, they established their settlement and set about building huts and planting crops. By the coming of fall, the colony had begun to prosper. In October of 1621, 53 pilgrims and 91 members of the tribe held a 3-day harvest celebration. It was the first Thanksgiving. In the years to come, this became an annual festival during which Thanksgiving was offered to God for the blessings and abundance that the colonists had received. But in the midst of the celebration each year and the celebrative nature of the feast, they would never forget the hardships of that first winter. And so it became a tradition to place the 5 kernels of corn on each empty plate before the feast began. 5 kernels of corn to remind them of the severity of that first winter. 5 kernels to remind them that God will provide. 5 kernels to remind them not to take their abundance for granted. 5 kernels of corn to give thanks to God for God's bountiful blessings. That was the pilgrim's journey. That was their story. And that then becomes symbolic, perhaps, of our own journey of life and faith. Their perseverance helps us remember not to let the hardships of life that we face overwhelm us. Their thanksgiving reminds us not to take our bounty for granted. Their fellowship with the Wampanoag reminds us that we share a common spirit with all people, even those who are culturally and ethnically different from us. And their faith inspires us never to forget that even in our darkest hours, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. As we approach the end of the church year, it is a time for you and me to look back on the year we've come through. There have been months of pain and suffering, loss, disappointment, confusion, anxiety, and despair. 5 kernels of corn. But there have also been moments of joy, healing, comfort, reconciliation, satisfaction, and hope. The bountiful harvest. And so with that in mind, I just invite you to take a moment to reflect on your own journey over the past year. The hardships and trials, as well as the joys and blessings that have come your way. What are those moments when your faith has been tested? Those moments when you felt the grace of God's love? When were you most anxious or in pain? And when did you find peace of mind and heart? Just take about 30 seconds of reflection to celebrate in your own lives those times of scarcity and those times of abundant blessing. Please take 30 seconds. And now, keeping those memories of the hard times and the good times in your hearts and minds, I ask that each of you hold out your empty hands and imagine them an empty plate, a plate symbolizing all the hardships and pain that you have suffered over the past year. And imagine, if you will, 5 kernels of corn in those hands. Imagine the five pieces of corn representing those small kernels of faith and hope and love and joy and peace that sustained you and brought you through those times of hardship and need. Five kernels perhaps representing those people in your lives who stood by you, who offered you what they had to sustain you in your time of trial and need. And later on this morning, when you come forward for communion, remember those five kernels in your empty plate. And as you kneel at the altar, hold out that empty plate one more time. And this time receive a single wafer of bread. And as you hold that single wafer of bread, remind yourself that this is God's greatest gift for you and me. It is the bounty that comes to us through the sacrificial love of Jesus the Christ. And after you receive the bread, take a moment to give thanks to God from whom all blessings flow. Give thanks to Jesus through whom God shows his great love for us. And give thanks to the Holy Spirit, whose nurturing presence keeps our faith alive, strengthens us in need, and surrounds us constantly with God's healing love. May you have a blessed Thanksgiving. May it be a time to remember moments of scarcity, but to claim God's abundance, the abundance of love, the abundance of blessing, and the great bounty that only God can provide. And in God's name we pray. Amen.